The U.S. Open continues. The Stanley Cup playoffs rise to an icy crescendo. I worked on that phrase. And remembering a great pitcher, ESPN's Howard Bryant joins us now. Howard, thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
The U.S. Open, tennis is a socially distanced sport, right? People are across the net. But still, a lot of big names are not there. But, again, Serena Williams and Sloane Stephens play today.
Yeah, a big match there today. And this has been one of the big questions about the especially this tournament, considering that six of the top 10 women aren't here. Most of the, a lot of the European players didn't want to come to the United States for this tournament. Rafa Nadal, Roger Federer aren't at this tournament, although Federer is injured anyway. But you still have a tournament. And this has been the question that we've seen across sports when it comes to the bubble in the coronavirus pandemic sports world. Is it still a legitimate championship? At the end of the day, someone's going to be handed a championship. Someone's going to hold that trophy. Yeah. Third round match today between Sloane Stephens and Serena Williams. Big matchup there. You still have, on the women's side, you've got four former champions that are still alive. Sloane Stephens, Serena Williams, Angelique Kerber, and Naomi Osaka. So you still have big names in the tournament. On the men's side, a little less drama simply because Novak Djokovic is the best player in the world and the other two big dogs aren't there. But it's still, you know, Dominic Thiem is still there, number two seed. So it'll be, it's a good tournament. A little less luster this year, but still, it's still big time tennis.
Howard, let's turn to the NHL playoffs. Two game sevens yesterday. The Stars defeated the Avs 5-4. The Vegas Golden Knights vanquished Vancouver 3-0. Today, the Islanders versus the Flyers. Who looks good to you right now?
Well, I think that the team that I really like watching, of course, is already in the play, is already in the final four, which is the Tampa Bay Lightning. But of these three, it's all been great. I think that, you know, whenever you have a game seven, it's a big deal. I love Dallas, Tyler Seguin, Jamie Benn, Khudobin, great goaltender. But Vegas, you know, they're the top seed in the West, and the fact that Vancouver pushed them to seven was a big deal. I love Bo Horvath. That team's got a great future. Young, fast team in Vancouver. They've got a lot going for them. But I think if I had to make the prediction, I think that I'd like to see Dallas come out of it, but I think Vegas is the best team in the West. And then, of course, tonight, anything goes between Philadelphia and the Islanders. And Philadelphia was down 3-1. They're trying to complete the quest. They're the top seed in the East. But I still like the Islanders in this one.
Finally, Howard, Tom Seaver. You know, he cut the heart out of the Chicago Cubs and made us love it. This was one great ball player. He died this week at the age of 75.
Yeah, there are a few generational players where they just, their talent, vitality, youth really do speak for an entire generation. Phenomenal 300 game winner. And on top of that, when he was diagnosed also with COVID and dementia, it was very, very clear that the time was coming and the sadness was really reflected. Tom Seaver was one of the very best to ever do it.
ESPN's Howard Bryant, thanks so much for being with us, my friend.
Thank you.